Good evening, Audio Boo, or should it be good night, Audio Boo? It is 11:05 on Thursday, the 28th of August 2014. And I thought I would do a very quick Audio Boo just as another little update while I go and make myself a cup of tea and take my dog out for her pee. I'm sure that's not meant to rhyme really, but I just thought that I would say it. Tumble dryer is on in the background, so hopefully it won't be too noisy, and I hope that my phone's battery does not die before I do this boo and upload it. Actually, I'm going to plug it in into my Anchor cruiser. It's called Anchor. Well, I don't know what it's called exactly. I can't remember. It's an iCruiser. Basically, it's an external battery pack that you charge up, and it... Excuse the rustling. I'm getting it out of my bag. You charge it up, and you can actually get about 7 or 7 like that charges out of it. And actually, it's a fantastic invention, especially for me, as I have to travel quite a bit. It means that, you know, if my stupid thing, I can't put the thing in there. It just means that if ever my phone dies, I don't have to feel like I'm stuck, because you know, everybody knows how quick the iPhone has to plug in. Oh, maybe it has charged. Oh, I don't know. I'll have to get Darren to have a look now, because, well, obviously I put it on.
Yeah.
And because I'm doing Audio Boo, I don't know if it's gone on, if you see what I mean, because I didn't hear it go bloop.
No, you wouldn't do it. Let me see your cruiseoid. Hang on. Yeah, she's on.
Okay, so my phone is now...
No, it's got all four lights on that side.
Well, it should have, because it's just been charged.
It should have. There it is.
Thank you ever so much. Yeah, so the good thing about it is it is just portable, and I don't have to worry about not having any power. And you know, it's amazing how you get used to having one. Oh, because actually I need to buy myself another one, because I did have two, one of my old ones, but I think the ports on it has gone, or the charging port anyway. Where's your cup?
On the side here.
Can I have it?
No, it's not actually, it's next to... It's on the table there.
God almighty. Man, if they had the brain, that'd be, yeah, dangerous. And I know before anybody says, oh, but you mustn't use your phone when you're charging it. Well, that's probably true. But with this you can, because obviously it's portable and you just take it with you. That's the whole point. So the myth of... Don't use your phone when it's charging. Well, it may have some truth, but the way I look at it is, why would they make a portable device if you're not meant to use it?
That's right.
Because, I'll put my phone here.
So there's plenty of cups in the dishwasher.
Yeah, oh, there's bloody dog toys everywhere. Oh, shit, my wig. Oops, that's the cruiser going on the side, and my phone's going on the side. Right, well, as I say, I can put my phone and my iCruiser, I don't know if that's what they're really called, but I call them that, and my iCruiser into my handbag, and then charge it as I'm travelling, or I'm walking about, or whatever, because sometimes I have to. Especially if my power's really low and I think, oh my god, I haven't got to Great Yarmouth all back home yet. And I have to... Oh, shit, that's hot. Excuse my name. And I have
to, oh, you said there was cats in here. I can't find any.
It's a bloody dog's bowl.
Oh, sugar. Oh, yeah, there's one.
Oh, God, these are a bit big there. I'll use them, sorry.
What was I saying? Yeah, and if I'm running low on power, if I haven't quite got home or back to Great Yarmouth, it's kind of like, oh my God, now what do I do? I mean, sometimes you think it's all right, I've got enough power, but then you get held up in with delays on the train, and then you're contacting the person you're meant to be letting know where you are or whatever, that uses your phone, then you end up using the internet, because obviously you can, with the data and stuff that you get available, and that uses up your phone, so power. So it's just handy to have, I think. The one I've got, I don't use it like that, but it has got a double port. I think that's what you call it. So basically, it's got two USB ports, so I can either charge two mobile phones, not that I have two mobile phones, but if I needed to, or I can charge my iPad and my phone at the same time, because it's got the juice to be able to do it.
God, that's bloody noisy, that kettle, so I've got to get out of there.
I know Apple sells what they call juice packs.
They're useless.
But I don't know if they sell anything like what I've got, because the juice packs, from what I understand, you can only have one charge out of it. Which is okay, you know, it gets you out of a sticky situation. But then you have to go back home and put it on charge and you start again. So it's a bit of a pain in the sense that, and more to the point, how long do you have to charge your juice pack, I wonder, just for that one charge? I mean, my phone, my cruiser, has to be charged about 8 hours minimum. So I leave it on overnight. So I put it on like 7, 8 o'clock at night, and then it's done for me to go home, work with, about 8 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So I leave it about 10 to 12 hours. But then that's because, but then again, I do get six or seven charges out of it.
Easy. Yeah.
I have sometimes got 8, depending on
whether you're using the phone at the same time or not.
Yeah, depending on whether I'm using the phone at the same time.
I mean, that is the difference.
If I'm not, and which majority of the time I try not to, if I'm not using my phone the same time, then obviously the battery's life is better, because it just only uses the power it needs to just to charge my phone, and that's it. And then obviously if I check it and know that it's on, is charged, then I just take it off, and that saves a bit of power as well. But the point I'm trying to make is I can use my phone. If I was to charge my phone once a day on it, I could use it about a week without having to charge it. And my particular iCruiser actually has, not that it's any good to me, but it does have a torch on it. And now the only drawback with this particular, right, first of all, the good things, it's well made, quite a solid device. Its charging port is very secure, so it's not gonna just bend or break or anything like that. So
I've dropped it,
but it hasn't broken.
No, I mean on the port itself.
Oh right, yeah. And as I say, it's very sturdy, so it's not going to go AWOL. The drawback, for someone like me, and I say it like that because obviously I'm totally blind, there is no audible indication of whether, how many lights I've got remaining, which is,
you know, how much charge the device is. Darren just said I had 4 lights, which is the maximum you can have, so it's full power, because I'm only just starting to use it after charging it. That's the only, you know, drawback. Secondly, because it has a torch on it, I am not able to tell whether the torch is on. In fact, if I was to knock the torch on now, I would never know, because obviously the iCruiser gets warm because it's working and it's charging my phone. So I wouldn't know then that my torch was on, and there's only one button that turns the cruiser on and off and the torch on and off. But you have to press the torch multiple times in quick succession. So you'd have to press it twice in quick succession in order for the torch to go on and off.
Like a double mouse click.
Yeah, like a double mouse click. But that's sometimes... The trouble with that is sometimes you do it by accident or it gets knocked and you just kind of press it. Or if you think, is it charging or isn't it charging, or is the charging off or off? You know, have I turned it off after it stopped charging? And then you sometimes can press on it. I guess I'm not selling it very well, but it's only from my point of view because I can't see it. But it is a very good device. It's well made. It's got quite a lot of power. As I say, it's enough to charge an iPad. Certainly the iPad mini. And I wouldn't be without it. I really wouldn't be without it. I really like it. It's probably one of the best iCruisers that I've had, because I had... Gosh, this is my third one. The first ones were made by New Trent. They were fine, because I didn't know any different. They did the job they were meant to do. They were just single port. And I suppose they charged the phone about 4 times, 5 if you were lucky. Then I had another one that had 2 ports, and that was also by New Trent, I think. Yep, it was.
This is the first one from the little company you got.
Yeah. But the second one from New Trent, the only thing I didn't like about it is it actually wasn't built that well. Because I've now got a problem with its charging port.
Yeah, luckily this one's quite solid.
Yeah, this one is very solid, made by Anker. I don't remember its exact name. Darren's got it on
Amazon.
Anybody wants to know, I can get him to have a look and then I can let you know.
Look up Anker, A-N-K-E-R.
Yeah, but there's a few by Anker that came up, that were suggestions for me, but they weren't the same one as what I've got.
No, but...
Mine's more powerful than what they were showing me.
No, but you see, but it will tell you what you need to know, as in, like...
Yeah.
For example, if it says something on the lines of it can charge an iPad Air...
Yeah.
Then you know it's got a lot of juice in
so
it.
So this is my one can charge an iPad Air, can it?
Yes.
Oh, right. Okay. So, yeah, Anker, A-N-K-E-R, on Amazon. They are about £30 at the moment, but they're retailed at about £130
yeah.
or £90 or something now.
What's what they used to be? I think
they used to be, yeah, they used to be about £130 RRP. Mm-hmm. But Amazon is actually selling them at £29.99 at the moment. And... it's a great buy. I need to buy another one, because I've always had 2 iCruisers on the go, so that I can charge one and use it. No, I can have 2 charged. One as a spare in my rucksack, and one that I'm currently using in my handbag. Just because. I mean, I suppose it's paranoia on my part.
We were on a boat trip for 2 weeks. We were like tugging on our cruisers then.
Yeah, I had 2 iCruisers back then as well when we went
and
on
we
the...
And that lasted for 2 weeks.
Yeah, I managed to use my iCruisers
on the Norfolk Broads in 2012, when we went on a boat trip for 2 weeks, I used my two cruisers, and they lasted. You know, I didn't have to charge it, but it also meant I always had phone communications with people, although the reception on the Broads was a bit hit and miss. Mind you, no, it wasn't too bad. I was surprised.
Reception wasn't.
No,
reception wasn't too bad, but
3G was crap. Didn't really have much 3G. But reception, I mean, I could get quite a good reception on Vodafone on the Norfolk Broads. So, yeah. And I always, always have to have my phone with me. Not just because I want to use it, but it's just good to be able to communicate with people. You know, and having to get out and about a lot, it means that it's always there for when I need it.
For whatever thing you want to use it for.
Yeah. Anyway, I think I've babbled on enough.
Let's face it, phones, well, mobile phones these days aren't just phones.
No, I mean, I use my iPad mini as well. But I can access my emails on my phone. I can obviously, you know, send and receive emails. I can go on the internet if I want to. So, you know, as Darren said, they're not just phones now. And, you know, I think the iPhone is amazing. Especially for blind people, I think iPhones are amazing. They've opened up so many doors. You know, with the likes of WhatsApp and, you know, all sorts of different communication methods and the different apps, it's so easy now to keep in contact and communicate with people. And, you know, iPhones can be expensive, but you can just pick an iPhone up and use it out of the box. You don't have to buy extra special software to enable you to use your phone like we used to have to when we used Nokias. And before anybody has a go, no, I'm not criticising Talks, because it was really good in its time, but technology changes. And I'm afraid, I don't know if Talks would ever be able to keep up with touchscreen system and
I don't know if it's still been developed.
Yeah, I don't know, because I think some one of its partners had died.
That's right.
So not sure if it got taken over by someone or if somebody, because I think it was one of the main developers that had died.
It was.
And
wasn't it Tristan, his name?
I don't know, I can't remember.
I think it was.
But the sad thing is that, as I say, in its time, Talks was quite sophisticated. It again, that opened doors for people.
Talks was a pioneer.
It enabled us to be like, well, I shouldn't say like, you know, to be the same as everybody else. We could use our phones, text, email, whatever. Because I was starting to do emails on my Nokia. But again, it's a third-party application, and third-party applications, and only in my opinion, don't really work that well, because they're not actually part of the operating system, if I've got that right. I don't know if I have.
No, you're right.
And obviously with Apple, VoiceOver is part of the operating system. And I have to say, on the whole, VoiceOver as a screen reader is pretty good. You can access pretty much most things with it. It takes a bit of getting used to, but so does a lot of things. So do a lot of things. And, you know, I don't know, for example, I can read PDF documents if they're typed. Because again, VoiceOver won't cope with handwritten
material, but...
I don't know about that.
Well, I don't think it will, because obviously screen readers don't, really. But the point I'm trying to make is, you know, there have been certain things that I've been able to access much more easily with VoiceOver than I have done with Jaws or Window Eyes. And, you know, and that's you know, amazing. I think it's amazing.
Oh, yeah.
So, yeah. All right, well, I am going to upload this boo and go and make my tea and take my dog out and just let my phone charge by itself without my interference on my Anchor Cruiser. So I will speak to you again, no doubt, probably tomorrow, hopefully not tonight, because that will mean I won't be able to sleep. Yeah.
Yay.
All right then, folks, I will speak to you later, and I hope this has helped somebody out there. Take care. 38 minutes. Pause recording.